All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. It's 1 o'clock. With that, I will ask Lynn to do the roll.
Dr. Howard.
Present.
Mr. Lloyd.
Here.
Mr. Dodd.
Hello.
Mr. Freckleton.
Here.
Mr. Lubai.
Here.
And Mrs. Quiatek is unable to attend.
Great, thank you. Any public participation?
No requests.
Excellent. With that, we will turn it over to Tom or Facilities.
I'll handle it, but Facilities is here if anyone has any questions. It's pretty straightforward. I know we talked individually, but the firing range from a year ago's funding, we're getting estimates that are, as you can see in the memo, approximately $5.6 million more than was allocated. So I called the state to ask if there's a pathway to get additional funding from the state, and they said yes, and that's to amend our CIP. And we had planned to put some money into it, and I think that will go in our favor too, that we are suggesting we put in $2 million of our own funds, local funds, and that the state picks up the remaining $3.6 million. So they need to have this done so that they can do their work by August 1st, hence the special board meeting so that we can get that approved. So that's the background on that. And
is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Very good, thank you. And then the next item is just informational, and that's we've gone through the RFP process for the phase two of our resident hall project, and PQH is the top one on the list. And so it's informational for the board, and the housing board will be entertaining this proposal shortly, right after this meeting. So just information on that. And it's going to be interesting just because, with the residence hall, the cost of construction is, just like we see with the firing range, is really gotten extremely expensive. And then the difference too with the housing is that a good part of it would be financed. So, and you've got the interest rates where they are compared to where we were with the first one. So, but we're going to go through and do everything we can and be lined up, ready to go. And, if we can make the numbers work, we'll be ready to hopefully break ground next spring. If not, we have plans on the shelf ready to go as soon as we get the numbers to work. So it'll help, it's going to determine how much money we have to raise to make that one work. That's all I have.
Questions or comments from the board? Or?
I guess the Fed is going to, today, 2 o'clock?
Today.
25 bips is the prediction?
The prediction, yeah.
So, inflation is moderating, but, it's certainly still high, but it's going to be interesting, with the interest rates and inflation as we see this playing out. But
The thing that's pressing right now on that side of it is got such an inverted yield curve.
Yeah.
And it's getting more and more accelerated. Like with this move, it'll further be accelerated down that side. And so your long-term side of it, the 10-year treasury, I mean, Randy, it's been pretty much hanging on 375, yeah. Four, pretty much in that range.
The 1-2 year, and it's...
Yeah, it's the 1-2, and even up to 5 years, that is... I know on municipal bids that we've looked at, you've got banks now, their cost of funds have been pushed way up because people are wanting more than 0.05 on their money markets now. And so as a result of that, that's been pushed way up and into the 4.5 to 5.5 range. And so it's getting tougher for the banks from a cost of funds standpoint, even just to go out there and do these deals on a long-term basis. But hopefully, as those rates in time come down, some of that pressure will get relieved. But you got a lot of folks in the banking industry right now that are just kind of hunkering down on the lending side of things and, you know, reducing, you know, their lending.
I mean, I know affordability is key, but if you survey the local housing market, I mean, prices have gone up.
Crazy.
So the competing alternative, renting an apartment off campus, has also pushed up. So, I mean,
What's the average rent now? Around 1,800 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, for a three bedroom, I think it's 1,800. For an apartment.
Which has none of the amenities the campus does.
Right.
None of the security safety.
Right. Now, this is the thing. I think, they market tested, and we certainly are not looking to have, we know this one will cost the students more. It's just how much more, you know, before you hit that breaking point.
But you could also raise the rates for both and blend meaning the existing hall could.
Well, it the only
has
good
debt already locked in.
The only good news is that, you know, the Dow keeps ticking up, and that might help do something. You know, if the Dow and the Nasdaq, well, the Dow's on an eight-day cycle of moving up, so.
Well, also, too, you know, depending on what our foundation
is. I was about to say, that'll help the fundraising.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is some room to tweak the first president call. I wonder how we would propose that to a bank in terms of debt service on that project. Because I would think that it'd be, I don't know if they would allow us to blend it.
Well, certainly if the current lender bid, my gut is they would be more than willing to look at it as a system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so too. I mean, they would want out of the current deals, and that would give them some, you know, take the other side, bring it down, and combine. So that'd be an interesting conversation for sure.
Yeah. But we did market test in the pro forma, that survey that we did, and I think that. The target number is $8,400 for an academic year. I don't know what that comes out per month, but does anyone know what the $8,400 per month that we looked at for housing rent? What was that?
$934
a month.
Yeah.
Times two. Three.
Four. There'd be quads.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be, you know, so $934 a month.
It's $3,720.
For a one bedroom. You know, you get your own room.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would creep much higher than that, but because it's, you don't have a kitchen in there. At least that's without, you know, some of these models we're looking at is four single bedrooms with maybe just one bathroom
and a common area.
No common area. Just we're calling it a pantry, like a countertop where you'd have a full size fridge and some cabinets and a larger microwave and a sink.
It's like an employee lunchroom.
Yeah.
So it'd be, you know, where you can make sandwiches and things like that, but no burners and no oven. We might do a community kitchen possibly on it. Maybe on each floor, or maybe on the bottom floor only, you know. Oof.
Those are a challenge, because everybody points the finger at somebody else.
Right.
Somebody.
It's nobody's job. It's everybody's job, which makes it nobody's job.
And they'll notoriously burn the popcorn, which will trigger the fire.
Right. Yeah. So we're in the early stages of the design, but looking at that model. Again, because, you know, it certainly would be nice to have one that has got a family room in it, you know, a little bit more. But we have not met the demand of our freshmen. So it's still, we really need another freshman experience dorm, not necessarily like at Riddle and Stetson, where you are trying to keep your juniors from going off campus. You might need to have, because they start getting antsy after about that second year. We don't have that population. I mean, we have, you know, our baccalaureate students are not the 21-year-olds at the universities, they are 34-year-olds, you know, 30-year-olds and things, so they're not, for the most part, we have some traditional, but, so again, so I think when we think about what we want to do there, this will be a step up from what we have, since it'll go from sharing a bedroom to getting your own room, and then you'd have a full-size fridge and a counter where, and a sink where you can make, you know, sandwiches and some stuff. I mean, today you can microwave just about anything, yet not have the expense of a full kitchen and all the issues that go along with that. You know, so we've talked to, like, our sister school has, and they said the kitchens that they have in the dorms, the kitchen just, they're leaving, they're destroyed.
Yeah.
And because they're dealing with the same population, we're 18, 19 year olds. There's a maturity thing that, you know, maybe by the time you're 21, you clean your dishes and clean off the stove after you've dripped sauce on it and not just cook on it again. So I think that's where we're heading on type, because we broke 1,000 applications this week for beds for the housing, 1,000. We have, like, I don't know, what do we have, Sharice, 20-some spots this fall?
Yeah.
Available?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So, because, you know, it was heavy freshman this year, so next year that more spots will open up, but with 1,000 applications, we have more than enough demand. So that's where we are with that. We'll see. It's an odd time in construction.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see the price here, and then before you know it, the price goes. And I mean, and I've heard, you know, through Rodney, you guys are,
yeah, with the same thing,
dealing with the same
multiple projects,
the same per square foot price is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right, and then we get to insurance.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I have. Yeah.
But that will adjourn the meeting.